Voters in gubernatorial elections of Virginia and New Jersey have told pollsters that the economy was the key issue that resulted in the Republican victories on Tuesday. Public Radio Delmarva's Matt Weiss takes a look at how Delmarvans are coping with the troubled economic times.
Delmarvans are tightening their belts as the recession takes hold on the peninsula. 22-year-old Salisbury resident Richard Steele is having a tough time in the job market.
The economy has affected my budget. I haven't been going out and spending frivolously as I may have before the whole crisis occurred. Even if it hasn't completely directly affected me, just the general knowledge that the times are tough and businesses are failing has maybe scared me a little bit, so I'm a little safer with my money.
Meanwhile, the recession has hit others even harder, with unemployment rates hovering between 7% and 8% on Delmarva. Ivy Williams, a 45-year-old mother of two, says her family has been struggling to make ends meet.
The economy has definitely affected our family. My husband lost his job, so every penny is accounted for, and extra social enjoyments are eliminated.
Maryland and Delaware state government have also been scrambling to slash spending as tax revenues decline. Recently, Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley warned superintendents of the state's 24 districts to trim their spending as he draws up plans to close a $2 billion budget deficit next year. Local teacher Sarah Narbutt of Wicomico County says the belt tightening has already hit her school.
The economy has changed my job. It's made funding tighter at schools. There's less programs for kids to participate in. Teachers are required to work less. There's less support. There's not as much fun activities going on or benefits for the teachers anymore.
Retail sales have also plummeted. Even in a town like Salisbury with a major university and a hospital, local businesses are scrambling. Andreas Chanaris and his father own the Greek pita place near Salisbury University.
Right now we're working with the Salisbury University. We're working with the fraternity groups over there, the sorority groups, just doing donations with them, and they're putting our name out. And we're just doing a little advertisement. We usually don't advertise because I personally think it's a big waste of money. But, I mean, we're doing it now. You gotta do everything you can.
The housing and construction industry has been sluggish, despite a small uptick in home sales because of the $8,000 first home buyer federal tax credit. And Maryland officials believe a second wave of home foreclosures are on the way. Brian Kuykendale, owner of Crazy Louie's Pawn Shop in Salisbury, says many are selling personal possessions until the economy picks up.
Most of the people in construction don't have anything to do. They don't have any jobs, and they get rid of all their tools.
Holiday travel also dropped during the recession, with many people deciding to stay closer to home. Nonetheless, car travel has been up by as much as 5% in the state of Delaware, with the price of a gallon of gas hovering around $2.50. Vino Monked, who owns the Exxon across from the Salisbury University campus.
If you compare the sales of gasolines last year as compared to this year, last year was actually a lot better because the economy was not at the downgrade of economy was not at full, but this year actually the recession has hit pretty much.
There are glimmers of recovery with the Dow Jones Industrial Average hitting over 10,000 and billions left to go in the $787 billion federal stimulus package. But it's expected to be some time before the national jobless rate's march towards 10% begins to turn around. This is Matt Weiss for Public Radio Delmarva.